to make a deal happen or to make a relationship work. I wanted to achieve things. Saying yes to new experiences was a key part of my path of growth. I had a strong tendency to discount my gut feelings when they were negative. I figured that it was the voice of fear and cowardice, and that I should simply power through it. The way I see this gut instinct now is that it's a summary reading of the combined energies of a situation. These sensations are usually very general. They don't come packaged with details or explanations. A gut instinct is like a tornado. It can tell you if something is hot or cold. It cannot tell you why. Finding the positive path. For many years, my gut instinct seemed like an annoying naysayer. But occasionally, it would give me a positive sensation, such as when I was reading personal development books or going to a conference. The negative signals were often louder and more prominent, so when I experienced the positive ones, it mostly felt like a form of escapism. Eventually, I began to explore paths that gave me stronger positive signals, such as when I started writing articles in 1999. Reading a good book was something nice to do for myself, but writing articles clearly impacted other people's life as well. I noticed that when I considered ideas that involved some form of contribution, my gut gave me stronger positive signals than usual. I began doing a lot of volunteering during this time as well. As I began receiving more positive signals to balance out the negative ones, I felt encouraged to trust this gut instinct a little more and to take more action in alignment with it. I was far from perfectly trusting, but life seemed a little more fair once I began sensing opportunities to pursue instead of only traps to avoid. I felt like this instinct was finally meeting me halfway instead of just being a naysayer. It's easier to listen to a voice that says yes sometimes and no sometimes instead of only no, no, no. I began taking more risks to act on that voice. And over a period of years, I explored more of its subtleties. The tricky part was distinguishing this voice from other channels like my memories, beliefs, and conditioned emotional responses. Sometimes I'd feel some fear or being trapped or worrying about a new experience like volunteering to speak at a conference. But my gut instinct was telling me to go for it. Making such decisions required patient practice. The more I listened to these signals and practiced them, the more I could hear their individual voices and make better decisions. It's like learning to distinguish the voices of different people talking in a crowded room. Your brain will figure it out with some practice. Turning up the volume. I noticed that sometimes my gut instinct was very clear, while other times it was murky. I found that the level of clarity was linked to my health habits. When I exercised a lot, the signal was especially clear. If I slacked off from exercise, it was harder to get a clear signal. When I began exploring raw foods, these gut feelings became ridiculously loud and clear. Sometimes I found the signals overwhelming. It was especially true during my 30-day juice feast in 2008. This is one reason that I've been going back and forth between raw foods and cooked foods for so many years. I began dabbling in raw foods as far back as 1997, and I did my first 30-day 100% raw trial around 2003. In 2008, I ate 100% raw for 6 months straight. In the years since then, I've gone raw for 30 or more days, many more times. Especially when I wanted some extra clarity, but eating raw consciously hasn't become my default baseline yet. For the past 2 months, I've been eating mostly raw again, including 100% raw for several weeks in a row. Presently, I'm eating about 90% raw. I still find it difficult to handle the intensity of my gut instinct when they're at such a high volume. Eating cooked food has the effect of turning down the volume. Right now, this is working well for me. Another aspect of eating lots of raw food is dealing with the extra physical energy,